Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg Pep Wheat Flakes. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the whole wheat cereal that's Melba toasted for richer flavor, extra crispness.
Today, Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes, the world's only Melba toasted whole wheat cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, A Little Lady in Distress. Well-looking, sweet-riding, lightweight Monarch bikes. 1,000 of them will be given away in Kellogg's Pep Bike Contest. And you can be one of the boys and girls who'll win one of these new Monarch bikes. Bikes with features like lightweight saddle seats for smooth, comfortable riding, 3-speed gear shifts for easy pedaling and extra speed. And in a few minutes, I'll tell you how you can win one of these Monarch bikes. The fact that anyone could turn to Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles expecting to find help multiplied their adventures. Wild Bill was away and Jingles was holding down the Santa Fe office the day one of their toughest fights started shaping up from a very polite request from a little lady in distress.
Mister, wake up. Please, mister, I want to talk to you. Oh, he doesn't hear me. Mister Tips, I guess you'll just have to wake him up. Just give him a polite little push, Mister Tips. It's the only way. Not that hard.
Hey.
That's enough, Mister Tips. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon? What's good about it? Oh, excuse me.
I'm very sorry to disturb you, but Mr. Tips and I have come a long way.
You've come a long way from where, little lady?
From the ranch. My name is Mary Beth. Mary, like in Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And Beth, like the caboose on Elizabeth, see?
Caboose, that's cute.
And I'd like for you to meet my friend, Mr. Tips.
Well, all right, bring him in.
He's in. Say hello, Mr. Tips.
Oh, howdy. Hey, what's that billy goat doing in this office? Now, you looky here, young lady. Wild Bill Hickok wouldn't like that one little bit.
Oh, Mr. Tips is a perfect gentleman.
No, he ain't. Now, the way he pushed me out of that chair was downright rude.
He did it because I asked him to. Oh? I have to talk to you, but I don't know your name.
Well, I'm called Jingle.
You are?
Yeah.
But I don't hear you.
I said I'm called Jingles. Is that better?
I mean, I don't hear you jingle.
Oh, well, I'll try and fix that for you later. What'd you come to the United States Marshal's office for?
Because Mother always said an officer of the law was there to help children. So I came to see Wild Bill.
Oh, I see. You got trouble, huh? Your dolly broke or something? Oh, I know. You got lost. You want me to take you home, huh?
No, I ran away.
Now, hold on. You can't do that.
But I did. I've been meaning to for a long time.
Oh.
Now I've done it, and of course I couldn't go back.
Oh, no, of course not. Why not?
Oh, there's someone coming. Don't let them take me.
Uh-oh, that's just Bill. Now, holy jumping bullfrogs, that goat's still in here. Now, Bill, I didn't do it. Now, Mr. Tips is a very nice gentleman. Honest he is.
Didn't do what, Jingles? And who's Mr. Tips?
He just said howdy.
Jingles, I've told you before, we can't have animals in the office. Oh. I know you like pets, but... Hey, wait a minute. Who's that hiding behind you?
I wasn't wasn't exactly hiding, Mr. Hickok. Not exactly.
Bill, this is Mary Beth. Mary like in Merry Christmas and Beth like the caboose of Elizabeth. And Bill, she ran away from home and she's scared to death of somebody.
Scared? Who are you afraid of, honey?
Oh! There you are, you little snip. I thought those goat tracks led to this office.
Protect me, Jingle.
Protect you? Sure I will, honey.
Oh, you stand aside, you big ox. Now, Mary Beth, you're coming straight home. Jode, you come in here and get your daughter.
Well, you found her. Mary Beth, honey, why'd you run away? I've been worried stiff.
Well, Jode, so this is your little girl.
What's going on here?
Daddy, I don't want to go back. Can't we go away someplace?
Oh, stop that nonsense. Pick her up, Jode, and bring her along.
I agree with you, Mr. Tips, exactly.
What's that? Are you trying to make a monkey out of me, you big ape?
No, ma'am.
Easy, Jingles. Jody, you got some trouble. Maybe Jingles and I could help you out. Care to tell us about it?
Well, Bill, I reckon...
He's got nothing to say. We wasted enough time looking for Mary Beth. Come on, let's get back home.
I don't want to go.
I'm sorry about all this, Bill. Come along, Mary Beth.
Jody, you coming?
Yes, Cora. Bill, forget all about this.
Well, that ain't likely.
You act like you've got trouble, Jode.
Things ain't been the same since Polly died, but there ain't nothing you can do.
Jode!
I'm coming, Cora. Just forget all about it, Bill. It's best that way. Come on, Mary Beth.
I don't want to go back with her.
Everything's going to be all right, honey.
Well, I'll be a muddle-headed salamander. Bill, what do you make of all this?
I don't know what to make of it yet, Jingles. But it's a cinch there's trouble at the Jode Thompson ranch.
Yeah, Jode was sure scared of something, and so was little Mary Beth. Wonder what that woman Cora's got to do with it.
Jingles, you know Jode Thompson's not one to scare easy. Whatever's making him gun-shy is something big. I figure we better ride out there and give him a hand.
Wranglers, 1,000 boys and girls are going to win new Monarch bikes in the big Kellogg's Pep Bike Contest. And one of them can be you.
Yeah, these swell-looking, sweet-riding, lightweight Monarch bikes have all the features most wanted on a bike. There's a 3-speed gear shift for easy pedaling and extra speed.
The lightweight frame made of the finest tube steel that makes these bikes fast and easy to handle.
The special dual-action hand brakes that'll stop you on a dime, no matter how fast you're moving.
And the chip-proof enamel finish that keeps its beauty for years. And here's how easy it is for you to win one of these bikes. Scampy, the clown on Kellogg's Super Circus Show, wants a name for his bike. Just send the name for Scampy's bike, along with your own name and address, and one box top from Kellogg's Pep to Kellogg's Bike Contest, Box 7738, Chicago 77, Illinois. Entries will be judged on originality and aptness. Duplicate prizes in case of tie.
Ask Mom to bring home a package of Kellogg's Pep Whole Wheat Flakes today. They're Melba toasted. Toasted clean through for extra crispness and richer flavor.
That address again is Kellogg's Bike Contest, Box 7738, Chicago 77, Illinois. Or get an entry blank with full details from your grocer.
But get your entries in today, now, cause this contest ends June 15th.
It was late in the afternoon when Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles rode up to the Thompson Ranch house, bent on learning why little Mary Beth had come to ask their help.
Well, Jingles, now maybe we find out something. Who have we got?
Oh, Joker. Yeah, Bill, and I sure hope it ain't nothing serious.
Hold it, buddy. Hey, that sounds like a row inside the house.
Sure does, Bill. What? Bill, there's trouble in here.
Come on, partner.
Oh, no, you don't, partner. Stop right there, both of you.
Bill, she's got a gun.
You get out of the way. You're not my Eddie.
I'd like for you to stand aside, ma'am.
Well, I'm not a going. This is a private matter, and you have to have a warrant for this house.
Now, if she ain't the cantankerous one, who's fighting in there?
It's none of your business.
It's my Daddy and a big, mean man called Bart something.
Oh, you shut up. Come on in the house.
I won't. I'm staying right here between Wild Bill and Jingle. Oh. Mr. Tips! Mr. Tips! Make her let us in, Mr. Tips.
Get that goat out of here.
Grab him, Jingles.
Come here, you.
Now you just hold on a minute, Mr. Tibbs.
I'll have to take that gun, ma'am.
Oh, no, I'll shoot.
Now, we'll see what this is all about.
Bart, look out!
You keep out of this, Hickok.
Bill, it's Joe's neighbor, Bart Bayless.
Now, hold up, Bart. What's this all about?
You meddling maverick, I'll teach you to keep out of things that don't concern you.
Bill, he's coming for you.
You're right ambitious, mister.
I can take care of you, all right?
We'll see about that, Bayless.
Oh! Attaboy, attaboy, Bill. Now maybe you'll slow down and talk a little.
Oh, Daddy, are you all right?
Yeah, honey.
Get out of here, Hickok. Get out of here, do you hear me?
Ah, stop yelling, Cora. If you hadn't let Mary Beth get away, Hickok wouldn't be here in the first place.
Don't you talk to me like that, Bart Bayless.
All right, hold it, you two. Jode, what's this all about?
You better watch what you say, Jode.
Don't pay any attention to this coyote, Jode. You tell us what's on your mind.
It's nothing, Jingles. Just a personal misunderstanding, Wild Bill. I'd consider it a favor if you'd head back to town and forget all about it.
Oh, now, that's going to be right hard to do.
You'd better listen to him, Hickok. You heard him. It's none of your business.
I'll tell you, Wild Bill. Aunt Cora's sweet on Mr. Bayless, and they're trying to get Daddy to give up part of
it. Shut her up, Cora.
Oh, that's enough out of you, young lady. You're going to bed.
No, don't hurt her.
She ain't going to get hurt. Not as long as you do what I say. Now tell this meddling star pecker to get out of here.
Please go, Bill. Believe me, it's better that way.
Well, we ain't going to do it, Jode. Are we, Bill?
We got no choice, Jingles. If Joe doesn't want our help, we got no right to interfere. Come on, partner.
Oh.
Yeah, get going. And if you know what's good for you and Joe Thompson, too, you'll ride around this ranch from now on like it was poison.
Bill, I thought you said we was going back to town, but we ain't done nothing but double back to the Thompson place.
Oh, Buckshot. That's right, Jingles. It's dark now, and they can't see us.
Well, we can see the ranch house from here.
Yeah, and I mean to keep an eye on it.
But what are we waiting for, Bill? You expecting something to happen?
I just want to be around if it does, Jingles.
Well, then, while we're waiting, will you please tell me what's going on in there? Or have you figured it out yet?
Well, it looks this way to me, partner.
Now, just wait a minute till I get comfortable, Bill. Oh, there, that's fine. Now, go ahead, Bill.
All right. There's some connection between Cora and Bart Bayless.
Yeah, you know, Mary Beth said she was sweet on him, but she looks downright sour to me.
Yeah, I agree. And Mary Beth also started to say that Bart and Cora were trying to make Joe give up part of his... Then they stopped her, remember?
Yeah. Part of his what, I want to know.
Part of his land, is my guess.
But why?
Well, let that wait. Bart and Cora have Joe scared. Why?
Well, he's afraid they might hurt little Mary Beth.
Mm-hmm, that figures.
Hey, you forgot something.
What's that?
Well, Mary Beth said something else to Cora. She said, "You're not my auntie."
Jingles, that's it.
It is? You mean I thought of something?
You sure did.
Good.
When Jode's wife died, it was Bart Bayless that found Jode's long-lost sister, wasn't it?
Yeah. Jode hadn't seen her since they was kids. She came to live with him right away. Bill, where's that goat, Mr. Tips? He'll give us away, sure, if he comes over here.
Quiet, Jingles.
Scat, goat. Now, shoot. Go on away. Quit butting in all the time.
Quiet, Jingles, and leave him alone.
Mr. Tips!
Bill, that's Mary Beth. Oh, shut up.
Mr. Tips, you shouldn't run away. We've got to help Daddy. Oh, who are you?
It's all right, honey. It's just Jingles and Wild Bill.
Oh, you came back. Wild Bill, they've locked Daddy in the storm cellar and they've gone away.
Is your daddy all right, Mary Beth?
Yes, but he can't get out.
You say Bart Bayless and Cora left?
Yes, they rode over to Mr. Bayless' ranch to get some papers. They said if Daddy didn't sign them, they'd hurt him.
Come on, Jingles, we'll get him out of that storm cellar right now.
You and your ideas, Bart Bayless, making me pose as Joe Thompson's long-lost sister. Huh? Now look at the mess you got us into with Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok ain't gonna do nothing. Joe just told him, didn't he?
Wild Bill's not one to give up that easy. Wouldn't be surprised if he was outside that window right now.
I wish he'd was. I'd blast his boots off him.
How do you think you're gonna get away with this?
I'll tell you. I'm taking this paper back, and Joe's gonna sign it. And when he does, that ranch belongs to us and all the gold that's on it.
A lot of good that'll do us. What do you think Joe's going to do?
He's going to rest in peace about 6 feet under, that's what. Now, don't worry. I got that all figured out.
Sounds crazy to me.
I don't care what it sounds like to you. You're going to do what I say, you hear?
What about the kid?
I got that figured out, too. We'll send her back to her real Aunt Cora in Philadelphia. Yeah, I made sure to find out where she was before I started this scheme. I'm not so dumb.
Well, I hope you know what you're doing. You know, they can hang you for this.
Nobody's hanging nobody. Now stop your complaining. When Jode signs this paper and we get rid of him, we'll be on Easy Street for life. And if Hickok gets in my way, he'll be the deadest marshal west of Abilene.
Come on, let's saddle up. Saddle up for some rip-snorting breakfast, some rootin' tootin' snacks with Kellogg Sugar Pops. Now, I mean to tell you wranglers, you're in for the sweetest eatin' ever when you start enjoying Kellogg Sugar Pops regular-like. They're those big, crisp, golden pops of corn, perfectly pre-sweetened with just the right amount of sugar. Sweet? You bet your Sunday go-to-meetin' shoes they are. So sweet that whether you enjoy Kellogg Sugar Pops as a cereal or as a snack, you never need any sugar because the sweetening's already on them. To make sure you get all the sugar pops you want, better ask Mom to bring home a package next time she shops. Tell her to look for the packages with the pictures of Guy and Andy right on the front. Kellogg's Sugar Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
While Bart and Cora headed back for the Thompson Ranch, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were trying to free Jode Thompson from the storm cellar.
Bill, we can't unlock that thing without a key.
Jode, are you all right in there?
Who's that?
Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Yeah, I'm all right. Have you found Mary Beth?
I'm right here, Daddy. I brought Wild Bill and Jingles to get you out.
That's my girl. I can't help you, Bill. They got me all tied up.
Are you near the door?
No, I'm back in the corner.
That's good, Bill. He's out of the way.
Then I can shoot this lock off. Stand back, will you, honey?
All right, Wild Bill. Please hurry.
Got it, Bill.
All right, Jingles. Pull that bolt back and let's get Jode out and untie
him. Yeah.
Oh, Daddy.
It's all right, honey.
Here, Jode. Cut those ropes for you.
Bart and Cora did this, Jode?
Yeah. Now all I want to do is to take Mary Beth and get out of here. Let them have the ranch.
We can't do that, Jode. Do you really think Cora's your sister?
No, I know she isn't now. She's been trying to get me to sell this ranch to Bart. And when you showed up, it forced her hand. Now they're trying to make me sign it over to him. I still don't know why.
Yeah, Mary Beth said they'd gone to get some papers.
We haven't got much time, Jode. Will you take a chance to help us trap them? We gotta know their reason.
I'll do anything if you'll see that Mary Beth's safe. That's what I've been afraid of all along.
Don't worry, we'll protect her.
All right, then you name it.
I'm going to leave you here tied up, just like you were. We'll wait outside, and when we've heard enough to have proof against them, we'll close in.
Yeah, and that's when I'm going to have myself some real fun.
Well, Bill, Mr. Tips, here's something.
Then we'd better hurry. Here, tie Jode up again, Jingles, while I see about fixing that lock.
Yeah, and we'll be all ready for Bart and Cora with a big surprise party. Now, come on, Mr. Tips, we got to put you and Mary Beth where you won't get hurt.
Gotta work fast. Half the night's gone.
What if he won't sign?
He'll sign. Just leave that to me.
He got the key to that lock? Be quiet so you don't wake up the kid.
Yeah, I can find it without a light. There, now. Seems to me that worked awful easy.
Don't worry about that now. Just get in there and close the door so we can get the lamp lit.
Yeah, you get the light. I'll untie Jode.
Right.
So you came back, Bart.
Yeah, we came back, and if you know what's good for you and Mary Beth, you'll do just what I say.
Here's the lamp, Bart.
Okay, I got him untied. Now sit down to that table, Thompson, and sign this paper. Right there on the dotted line.
Don't I get to read what I'm signing?
No.
Sure. Go ahead and read it. Won't make no difference now.
Hey, this says I give you the whole ranch.
That's right. You won't need it.
What do you want with it?
Oh, quit stalling.
There's gold on this land. That's what we want with it. If Hickok hadn't showed up, you'd have had a chance to get off with your skin. Now you won't. Go ahead and sign.
Gold? Why, you low-down sneak. And that's why you brought this woman here to pose as my sister.
Oh, so you know she ain't, huh?
I've known that for a long time.
Well, now, that's just too bad for you. Come on, Stalin won't save your neck. Take that pen and sign.
All right, Jude, we've heard enough.
Bart, yeah, and Wild Bill ain't exactly alone.
All right, I'll kill you all.
Billy's gonna shoot! Now you'll be going to jail, both of you.
Cora, knock out that lamp.
Sure.
Bill Stark.
Watch them, Jingles.
Run for the horses, Cora.
No, you don't, miss.
No.
I got her, Bill.
Let go of me, you big ox, you.
No, ain't no use struggling, ma'am. Besides, it ain't ladylike.
Well, Bill, Bart's getting away.
I'm after him, Jingles. Come here, Buckshot.
Bart made us. You can't run out on me.
Good boy, Buckshot. After him. Hiya, Buckshot. Yeah. Mighty wide of him, Buckshot. Now we know right where he is. Get him, boy.
You're at the end of your rope, Bart Bayless. I'm taking you in.
And if you think he's up, I'll kill you first.
All right, if that's the way you want it, you'll go in at the end of my rope.
Those are Buckshot. Let's pay out. Let me pay out this loop.
Now, all back, Buckshot.
Now, mister, we'll put you behind bars where you belong. Head back for that ranch house. Go on, it won't hurt you to walk that far. Move, I said.
I hope Wild Bill caught him.
Now, don't you worry, honey. Man don't live that can get away from Wild Bill Hickok.
Mr. Tips, hear something. Listen.
Here they come, Jingles.
Yeah, just like I said. Give you much trouble, Bill?
Not much, partner. Gave up just like the coward he is.
You haven't heard the last of this, Hickok.
We've not only heard the last of this, you varmint, we've heard the last of you and Cora.
Yeah, Bart Bayless, you've made a fine mess of things you have.
Ah, shut up.
Bill, Mary Beth and I sure have a lot to thank you for.
Not at all, Jode. We all have to thank Mary Beth for leading us to these two.
Oh, I think we should thank Mr. Tips.
Hey, he don't want any thanks either. Bill, you know, come to think of it, I never asked Mary Beth why she calls him Mr. Tips, but I just figured it out. He goes around and tips everything over. In fact, he tipped me over the first time he saw me, and that ain't easy.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for joining us, folks, and we'll be with you again on Friday with another Wild Bill Hickok adventure story.
Yes, sir, and if it's gun smoke and action you want, we've got it. So, until Friday, this is...
Guy Madison.
And Andy Devine saying, so long, kids. Choo-choo-choo. Choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Gigi Pearson, Jill Oppenheim, Jack Mather, and Harry Bartell. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Thank you.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.